Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fruit Bearers for the Kingdom, already in progress.
Let's go to John 14, 12, 13, and 14. And if you'll walk in love, I'll show you in that same chapter of John 14, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. How would you like to do the same works Jesus did? How would you like to be able to command the storms? How would you like to be able to command the seas to stop? How would you like to be able to look up and the weather's coming and you just say, in the name of Jesus? In fact, the other day, I know that there was a storm coming. Kim and Scott was somewhere, and this storm was coming in, and she goes running out there. I mean, this woman, you know, she's learned who she is in Christ. She believes that when Jesus said, you can do the same things I do, and so she goes running out there and takes authority over that storm and commands that storm to go away and to go around them in the name of Jesus. And what happened, Kim? It just went right around, didn't it? Now, did Jesus say we could do that? He did. But now, see, it requires walking in love. Now, don't come and try to make these things work if you're not lovable. You know, if you're not walking in love. He ain't gonna answer your prayer if you're living in adultery or you're upset with your husband or your maid. You're not walking in love or you're not being nice to your kids or whatever. You can forget it. He's not going to bless you with all this stuff. He wants obedient children, children that will walk in obedience to his word. Do you see where he's coming from? If you obey me, all through that Old Testament, everywhere we read, if you obey me, if you will do what I say, then I'll take all sickness away from you. That's not the only thing he's going to do. He's not only going to just take away all sickness away from you. Under the new covenant, he said what we just read there in John 14, 12, not only will you do what I have been doing, but greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. So is it worth walking in love? I think so. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Cheryl and I was out in California here a few years ago, and we were speaking, and I told a story about a 10-year-old boy. I said, I got an email from a family, and they had a 10-year-old boy, and they was going on Hawaii for a cruise, and they got off the shore of Seattle or somewhere up there. And they come up with pretty high winds, and the waves started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. She said everybody on the ship was sick. This cruise ship, I mean, they were just, you know, just, and said this 10-year-old son of hers had been listening to me diligently. He said, Mother, let's go up on the deck and let Jesus take care of this. And so she said, I went on the deck with my son. He goes up to the edge and he looks over and he just puts his finger out there and said, Jesus said, peace be still, stop water in Jesus' name. And she said, in 10 minutes, the ocean was as smooth as silk. And when I told that story, there's some lady back there, throwed her hand up like this. And I said, yes, ma'am, can I help you? She said, we were that family. That's my son right here with me today. That's him. He's the one who did that. I said, wow. Now, ain't that something? Yeah. But did Jesus say you could do that? Yeah. Yes, he said you could do that. You have control over this. If you walk in love, there's no limitations to what he'll let you do if you walk in love. And you give him the glory. That's the secret, right? Yeah, give him the glory. Absolutely. Then if you need something else, not only can you do the things that Jesus did, and I've done many of those in his name, just like Scott and Kim and many other people in this church have prayed. In fact, let me tell you one that just changed the life of a couple. I was on Daystar years ago. This has been years ago, 15 or 20 years ago. I guess it was a pretty new thing then. But a young man called in one night. I was on the prayer lines, and a phone rang. And so you have no idea how important those prayer warriors are back there that are walking in faith, and many of them are. So anyway, my phone rang, and this young man said, I need help. I said, okay, sir, how can I help you? He said, my wife left me and the kids and went to work in Dallas in a strip club. I said, well, one thing about it, she's not a Christian. He said, no, she's not. I said, we have power and authority over those that are lost. I said, it's the devil. Scripture clearly says that if people are lost, they're lost because the God of this world has blinded their mind to the truth. I said, and the scripture also says that God gave us power over these spirits, and they have to be subject to us. So I said, first of all, I'm going to take your wife to the throne of grace. I'm going to walk boldly into the throne of God, which is in the third heaven, and I'm going to tell Satan, the best lawyer in the universe besides Jesus, I'm going to tell him, I'm a son of God. I'm taking authority over you in the name of Jesus, and you're to leave this woman alone. You're to stop blinding her mind. And then I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name to send the Holy Spirit to convict that woman of sin, draw her into the kingdom of God, and remove the scales that's on her eyes so she'll get saved and delivered and set free from that place she's working in Jesus' name. He said, man, I never heard a prayer like that. I said, well, just hang on. So I prayed that prayer, kicked the devil out, went to the throne of God. I mean, all this is legal. I mean, this is what God says we can do, does it? He said, in fact, he invites you in Hebrews 4:16, come boldly into the throne room of God. Come how? Boldly. Well, I'm a son of God. You know, I mean, I'm not just a servant or a slave. I'm a son. God is my father. Jesus is my brother. I know who he is. He knows who I am. I speak to him all the time. I walked in that throne room of God, and I kicked those devils out of her in the name of Jesus. Now I asked the Lord to send the Holy Spirit to bring her in, to convict her of sin, bring her into the kingdom of God. And I said, Lord, thank you for doing it. It's done. I said, I guarantee your wife will get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and her life will be changed forever in Jesus' name. How can I guarantee something like that? Because I'm a son. He made me the promises. I'm doing exactly what God told me to do. And so the next Friday night, I was down there on the prayer line. First phone rings, as soon as we went on the air. He said, I need to talk to Brother Thurman Scrivener. I said, well, sir, you got him. I said, I'm Thurman. He said, I'm so-and-so. I said, okay, sir. So I said, how can I help you? He said, you don't remember me. I said, sir, I pray for a lot of people on these prayer lines. No, I don't remember you. He said, I'm the guy that had the wife that was going to the club and was stripping in the club. I said, okay, I remember that because I don't have very many of those. You know, it depends on the subject as to what you remember, you know, and that one, I remembered that one. All of a sudden it became clear. I said, so tell me, what did the Lord do? He said, the most awesome thing I ever seen. He said, I hung this phone up, and within 1 hour, my ex-wife called me and wanted to know if I'd come down to the club and pick her up. He said, I went down to the club. I said, what happened? She said, it's like scales fell off of my eyes. What did I ask the Lord to do? Drop the scales off of her eyes. So she's been blinded by the god of this world, which is Satan. Commanded Satan to take them away. That's what I did. I commanded him to take those away. And then I asked the Lord to convict her of sin. And so anyway, she had done that. He said, she called me and I went down and got her. And she said, it's like scales fell off her eyes. And she realized she's in a strip club. She's been stripping before all these men. And she wanted to turn in. She did turn in her uniforms and said, I brought her home. And that night I led her to Christ. She got saved that night. He said, the next morning we went back downtown to the city and got a marriage license. And 3 days later we got married. And he said, things have been great in our house this week. He said, our children's happy. My wife is happy. I'm happy. We are just a totally different family. I said, well, how long had your wife been gone? 14 years. What's possible with God? Now, why do you think I didn't ask that question? How long has she been gone? Why did the Holy Spirit not do that? Because I'll tell you why. Because you know what? If he just said, oh, she's been gone 14 years, you know what I'd have said? Get you another one. Forget her. I could not possibly have had faith for 14 years. Do y'all understand? You know, that's the way God is. Now, if God has a plan for you to need to know that time, he would put that question in my heart. But he didn't put that question in my heart because he knew that I didn't have the faith to stand for 14 years of a woman being gone. I mean, maybe she's been gone 6 months. That's what I'm thinking. You know, so, okay, so she's been gone 6 months. She hadn't remarried? No, she hadn't remarried. Okay, so I can catch myself up to the throne. I can pray for 6 months, but I didn't know how long. But when he told me 14 years, I thought, oh, God, 14 years. Lord, I said, I'm so glad he didn't tell me that. There ain't nothing impossible with my God. When I go to the throne room of God, I can pray. And now then, I've got lots more faith now than I did 20 years ago when I was on Daystar. I got lots more faith than I had then. I can pray for almost the impossible. The difficult, we do immediately. The impossible takes just a little bit longer. But we can still do it, can we not?
Absolutely.
If you were raised up in a home with a mother and a dad, but especially a mother that constantly told you every time you had something to do, you said, I don't know if I can do that or not. She said, son. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. What can you do? I can do what? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. What can you do?
All things.
All things. So if you had that beat into you by your mother, especially your mother, but if your dad knew it too, but if your mother, she pounded that into you all the time, you're going to grow up thinking you're invincible. I guess that's why I used to drive so fast. You know, I had no fear. You know, I mean, I didn't have no problem driving down the road. One day, in fact, I remember I was going to Brownwood to the movie. And I was riding down the road. I had a brand new 59 Chevrolet Impala. Brand new one, 59. I'm driving about 90 miles an hour on a two-lane road. And I'm ripping down that road, and I come over a hill, and there's a guy crossing the road with a bunch of sheep. I got one arm up on the seat like this, one arm here. I'm driving along 90 miles an hour, no big problem. I thought, okay, we just go around him to the left out in the bar ditch. So I never even reached up with both hands, you know. I just pulled the steering wheel over, went right off that embankment there, went right down in there, and was going, bang, the grass is flying everywhere, and I got on the other side. Pull back up on the road, and I said, wow, wasn't that fun? Today, I wouldn't do that under no conditions. You couldn't give me enough money to make me do that. But in those days, I was invincible. I was 18, 19 years old, and I knew I could do all things through Christ which strengthened me. And some of those were almost impossible things. But because I didn't know any better, I could do it. You know, when you're young and you are invincible, you know, especially if you've had a mother that told you, you can do all things through Christ. So no problem. If we didn't have an awesome, mighty God hanging along with us when we're those young, dumb, stupid kids. I know some of you all probably done things nearly as stupid as I did. I hope you didn't, but at least we all made it. One thing I will have to say when I get home, I'm going to expect my angel to come up and say, I'm sure glad you finally got home. You have sure kept me busy. Does our angels, do they hearken to the word of God? Yes, they do. When you realize you've got angels that's right beside you every day to protect you and do all these good things, they will protect you. Even under the old covenant, if you obeyed God, how much sickness should we have? No sickness. So if I'm reading that right, and there's three places, and there's many more places in God's word, but if I'm reading that right and I'm sick, then what do I need to do? I need to look to see what I'm doing that's not pleasing the King. Y'all understand? You understand where I get that? If I'm sick, if I'm obeying, according to those three scriptures we put on the board under the old covenant, how much sickness should we have? None. I mean, do you all see that? If I'm obeying God, I should never be sick, according to His word. Did I add anything to that? Did He say that? So then if I'm sick today or tomorrow, what do I need to do? I need to find out what I just did that He didn't like. And then I need to repent of it and change and then stand on His word and watch Him heal me. Because the beautiful part about God is, it makes no difference what you've done. If you come to Him and repent, He will forgive you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Fruit Bearers for the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them for free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website, www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.